We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Fires down the middle, caught, touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! T.J. Graham in the end zone for the first time in his NFL career.
That happened last year at Cleveland, and second-year wide receiver T.J. Graham joins us in studio right now on the John Murphy Show. Thanks very much for coming by.
Oh, thank you.
One of the good highlights of your first year in the league. You must think about that play from time to time,
I would think. I don't remember much. It went by so quickly. I just remember seeing a celebration, and that's probably all I remember.
You know, I was thinking, TJ, and we've talked to you, obviously, since the season ended a couple of times, but I don't think I've ever asked you this. Were you happy with the way your rookie year went? I think you finished with 31 catches, that one touchdown. What did you think?
Well, so I was just trying not to embarrass my family most of the time. I was on the field. But, yeah, I was pretty satisfied with what happened. You know, I wanted to do a lot better. I wanted to make a lot more plays, accomplish a lot more. But compared to, you know, could have been worse, and, you know, the outcome was pretty good. So, very happy with that.
You know, things happen, and I don't have to tell you this, in the course of a season, and when a season as a team falls apart like last year, it's got to be tough. I mean, whatever individual goals you had, you got to probably just put them aside when you have, like, losing stretches like this team had last season.
Oh, yeah. You have to figure out a way, because there are times when, you know, we wanted to win the five games, you make the playoffs, we had the internal goals that you had to kind of set aside your own to, you know, sacrifice for the team, but sometimes, you know, you have to, in order for the team to do well, you have to make your own goals and accomplish those well as well. If you do your part, you know, hopefully it'll pull somebody else to do their part. And I guess a lot of wasn't expected from me as a rookie. So for me to just to be there and, you know, just be as solid as I could was, you know, the key.
Wide receiver T.J. Graham in studio with us. You are here tonight in Orchard Park. Tomorrow you make your way to Toronto for the Honda Indy race. Big weekend up there in Toronto. What are you going to do up there?
Well, I am from North Carolina, so we do race down there. Yes. We love NASCAR, and yes. Getting a chance to come up in Toronto and do the IndyCar experience thing was an opportunity that I had to go to. I love racing. I feel like it's going to be a good time, and, you know, something new to experience. You know, something to do in the off season. Also,
are you just a spectator? Or do you have any official duties, or you got something going on?
They're trying to put me in the car. We'll see how that goes.
Really, on the track.
It sounds kind of cliche, but I do like to go fast. So.
Yeah, I bet you do. And put you in a car as a passenger with a professional driver.
Yeah, I'm not driving.
Yeah.
I'm not driving.
Do you follow the IndyCar circuit, or are you mostly a NASCAR guy?
No, I don't even follow sports that much anymore. Now that I've had time to myself, I kind of just relax, train, sleep, eat, train.
Yeah. TJ, it's been about a month since minicamp ended here. What have you been doing over that last month?
I went back home to Raleigh. I've been training. Took a vacation to the Bahamas. Now I'm back focused. I train with my dad every day at NC State, doing some track workouts, lifting, running, catching balls with the college kids and stuff. So other than that, I'm just enjoying my off season until, you know, we report for training camp.
Who do you catch balls with, the NC State players? Or?
Well, they have a rotation of quarterbacks. They're trying to get better. And also Mike Glennon just got drafted in the third round for the Bucks. Came back in town and, you know, throwing around with him.
How does he look? You think he's ready to challenge for a job down
well,
there?
Well, Coach Yano down there said something about, you know, Josh Freeman's a quarterback, but, you know, Mike Glennon will be a good quarterback in the future. He's very good.
I think I did read that. He said, I mean, there's no guarantees, but he said, Freeman's our quarterback now, but Glennon's here for the future.
Yeah, well, he's been in the system for a year or so that, I mean, that's an upside for them. And Mike, you know, Mike's got to learn the system, learn NFL, and, you know, quarterbacks don't really do as well as a lot of positions their first year, so it'll be time to sit back and just learn, and he'll be a good quarterback when his time comes.
One of the things you did during this offseason, you've got the T-shirt on, the T.J. Graham Skills Challenge with a session down in Raleigh and one up here at Williamsville North back in, what was that, Memorial Day weekend?
May 25th.
How did that go, and tell me what went on there.
I went very well. You know, we had a couple of teams out there. It was very competitive, a lot more fun than I expected. It was a windy, cold day in the beginning, and it heated up in the end, and competition-wise, it also heated up, and you know, guys came out and competed, and next year is going to be a lot better. I actually did a Gatorade event in Rochester at Webster Schrader, and they mentioned that I could use their field next year to do a camp there. So we'll probably have a camp Raleigh, Buffalo, Rochester. And in a few years, one of the other guys I work with, Christian Kranz, was down in New York City with his sister, won a New Era NFL contest or something. He got to meet NFL rep for Canada, the Toronto guy. And he said, anytime we need a field, he said, we can go up there. So we'll probably branch out to Toronto soon, too, and make an international camp.
And cool. That's like a team camp with, what, teams of four or five players per team?
Yeah, teams of eight. Position, each position brings a team of eight. Each team brings a team of eight from each position, and they compete against each other in individual skills. So,
TJ, I don't know if you're counting down the days until training camp. We are, because we want to get there and do some good shows down there. 16 days mm-hmm. until training camp. What's your plan for those 16 days? Obviously, you got Toronto coming up this week, but what else do you do?
Well, you know, you got to kind of just relax your mind. You can't really go in training camp with too much stuff on your plate. You got to kind of, you know, take care of everything, make sure bills are paid, you know, tickets are paid off, all sorts of stuff that you have to get ready for. And getting your mind ready for a long season and setting your goals. You know, recently I've been, you know, been asked about becoming the number two receiver and goals like that. And I've been trying to, you know, figure out what goals I want to accomplish this year and, you know, trying to figure out a way to accomplish those. And other than that, you know, you got to get ready for this fast-paced offense. So
yeah.
Running a lot of fast-paced stuff, you know, limited rest and training for that.
It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're in studio with second-year wide receiver T.J. Graham. And you take us right into what one of the things we want to talk about. It's on BuffaloBills.com today, a video piece that I produced, Chris Brown's written piece about the wide receiver position, the competition for the other position opposite Stevie Johnson. By the end of the last mini camp a month ago, you talked about it as if that has been your goal, your focus all off season, to be the other guy opposite Stevie. Is that right?
Of course. You know, I feel like I've not the most experienced. We know Brad Smith in the room, but coming off last season, you know, being one of the more experienced guys in the room and having the ability to do so to compliment Stevie on the side, and I feel like you know, that's my job. You know, they brought me here last year to be a better player, and coming to year two, you know, there's a lot of things that I've learned that I now can take to the field and, you know, be a better player.
You told us one interview about a conversation you had with now general manager Doug Whaley and kind of an NFL role model for you on the field anyway. Talk about that.
Yeah, I was at I caught balls for Mike Glennon at his pro day. Just another chance for me to go out and catch some more balls. And I saw Doug out there, and he told me that I needed to become a better player. And the player that he told me to model myself after was a player that he had drafted Steelers a couple of years back, was Mike Wallace. And he saw the same characteristics in me that he saw in him. And he told me to kind of look at that and kind of figure out a way to model myself after it. A way, you know, every player gets their style from someone else. You know, they make it their own, but sure. You know, every player mimics someone else. So I guess the person that I've been watching lately was Mike Wallace. So,
and what did you see that Mike Wallace did that you thought, I can do that, I'd like to do that, I'd like to do it as well as he does it?
Well, his routes were a lot crisper than mine. You know, last year I don't know why I didn't run as well as I should have, but coming off season, I got to watch some stuff, and, you know, I'm very good and very good visual learner, so I got to see how he comes in and out of breaks, how he gets off the line, how he accelerates after catching the ball, even how he attacks the ball in the air, and or even how he exploits the defense with his speed. You know, he did. Just because you're fast, I mean, you have to run fast all the time. You know, you have to kind of figure it out and, you know, make your steps work for you. And just watching him has helped me figure that out.
You did focus on speed a lot during this offseason, right? And I think you told us a couple of months ago you are faster now than you were a year ago at this time.
Oh, yeah, I was. You know, I maybe couldn't probably beat myself on the track, but game speed, I'm a lot more alert. I can see defenses. I can read stuff a lot easier. I understand the concepts in play, so I can move a lot faster. And being a little older and a lot stronger now, I can run a lot faster through the grabbing and holding and stuff like that from the defense.
And I got to say, TJ, just to the eyeball test, you look thicker up top than you were a year ago. Is that accurate?
Yes, thanks to Dan LeBird. Yes, he has been on me about my weight training. He sent me a meal plan, and I've been trying to keep my weight up to, you know, combat the bigger corners. You know, similar to Stephon. You know, they get a hand on you, they push you about 5 yards out of the way, and if you weigh it. If you can counteract that with a little more weight, you know, that's 2-3 yards pushed outside, and you can get back onto your route.
On draft weekend, third round, the Bills went to Texas and got wide receiver Marquise Goodwin. You've had, you know, some practice time with him, and you've been in the wide receiver room with him. Is he the same type of receiver that you are?
Well, you know, everyone's a little different, but similar background with the track speed, and, you know, it's his first year, so he's got to figure out how to work with that speed and figure the same way that I came in last year. I could run a go route by probably anybody.
Right.
But, you know, once they figure that out, they know how to stop it, and you have to adjust your way of running routes. You know, you can't always run a deep ball all the time. You got to figure out the inside stuff. And, no, he's figuring it out. He's going to do very well. And it's going to be a good compliment because if I'm not on the field, he's on the field. If he's not on the field, I'm on the field. So we'll always have a deep threat. And if we're both on the field at the same time, defenses look out. You know, that's a big part of our offense now, speed, speed, speed. We're going to go fast, along as well as going fast at the same time. So
how much does that fast pace play into your game, and how much of a burden is that to play at such a high pace that they want to play?
I've always kind of loved how I've had very good endurance. You know, I've always I salivate when I see a defender like back on his heels, tired, because I know I'm not. You know, that's when I push even further. So now that our offense is fast paced, it gives the defender less time to even recover, and I'm already putting a punishment on him by running by him and making him stretch the field and run back to the huddle, stretch the field. So with the speed that we have and the players that we have in our offense now, that speed with the offense is going to help us translate that into big plays. So
When we talked to you at the end of the mini camp, you talked about all the talent in that wide receiver meeting room, and it appears that there's talent there. There's not much experience there other than Stevie and Brad Smith. What do you think is missing? What would you miss without guys who have played a lot in the league?
Oh, you miss a lot. There are little things that you don't even know about. For instance, last year I didn't even know how to put my socks on. You know, socks are like a three-piece suit. You got to slide one part on. It's a whole course of stuff that you have to do. But
and you get fined if they're not correct.
Exactly. Yeah. So there are things that can help out a younger player that older players know that are little fine things, you know, reading a coverage very quickly or just knowing the tendency of players and teams they've played before in the past that you as a younger player don't have to really analyze yourself because the older guys have already picked up on it. From their experience.
Based on what you saw in the OTAs and the mini camps, do you anticipate this offense will use a lot of three and maybe even four wide receiver sets?
Yeah, they will. Because, you know, the more guys we can get outside the box, you know, the better running game we can have with Fred and TJ in the middle. And the better our running game is on the inside, they'll bring more guys in on the box. We'll spread them out even. We'll have guys on the flank and be mismatches everywhere with a linebacker on a smaller guy. And, or even putting a smaller guy on one of us, and it's a mismatch for the running back. So we're going to spread them out and, you know, create mismatches and, you know, keep them on their heels.
Going into your second year in the league, you're going to get your second receivers coach, position coach. Tell me about Ike Hilliard, what he brings.
Ike. Well, I got to meet Ike last year during the Senior Bowl. He was the coach for the Redskins, and our relationship actually goes back a little further. We didn't know each other, but in the 2001 Super Bowl, it was my dad surprised me and took me to Super Bowl in 2001. Ravens played the Giants.
Okay.
And Ike Hilliard played for the Giants at the time, and I got to see him play, and I remember watching him create plays and stuff, and I'm like, oh, that's Mike Hilliard, blah, blah, blah. So,
Tell him you saw him play in that game?
He's bitter about that game. He lost, so
yeah, yeah.
I try not to bring it up. But last year in Senior Bowl, I met him, and he grilled me, and he told me I could be a better player, and everything that he said that I needed to do, he texted me throughout the year last year as I was on the team here, and we played them in preseason. I talked to him then, and it's kind of cool how everything's come back around for us to meet up again. As soon as I heard he was my coach, I got a text message. I texted him, and we're like, oh man, this is gonna be a good
yeah.
It's gonna be a wild ride. So but he's a very good coach. You know, he's a player, former player, very good coach, and he understands exactly what we're going through. And by him understanding that, he can I guess give us the message from a player's perspective along with the coach's perspective too. So we got to understand things a lot better, and he's not a yelling rah-rah guy. So, you know, we kind of we get the message in a different way, and it's very effective. So
16 days until you go to camp. Do you look forward to that, or do you kind of dread the grind of practice and staying in a dorm, that sort of thing?
Well, I seem like I always get blisters on my feet. So every time I think about camp, my feet get kind of sweaty and they kind of ache. And season football is like, when I'm not doing football, I don't know what else to do most of the time. You know, I'm good at other things. I find time to, you know, figure stuff out. But football is what we do. And, you know, training camp is the best time of year. You know, it's the hardest thing. And, you know, nothing's fun unless you're challenged by it. You know, it makes the best memories when you say, like, man, the training camp was tough. You know, and you can relate that to your teammates. And but this year we're very excited, you know, that recharge, re-energize, all that stuff that, you know, that's the whole team motto this year. We're going to be very well off, and can't wait to get to training camp to see how this thing goes.
TJ, Marv Levy, Hall of Fame coach, used to say that the greatest development, the greatest jump a player makes is from his first year to his second year in the league. Are you that guy?
I feel like it, you know, but right now I'm just trying to do what I can to, you know, be the best player I can be. And coming off of last season, the only thing I can do is build on that and get better from there. So if I can do that, that is improving, and that makes Coach Levy look like a genius.
Well, he's in the Hall of Fame. He knows something. Have fun in Toronto.
Yep,
good luck
you.
Up there.
Yep, appreciate having me.
Wide receiver TJ Graham in studio with us on his way to the Honda Indy Toronto coming up Friday through Sunday in Toronto. Of course, on his way to training camp We'll talk more about the receivers, and we'll take your phone calls as well. 803-0550, toll-free 1-888-550-2550. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.